Joined in studio this morning by the radio voice of the Cavaliers, Tim Alcorn, and also from Hometown Dental, Scott Malarkey, and Cloverleaf grad as well. Yep. I suppose that can mean only one thing. We're going to talk a little bit about the Joe Tate Scholarship that started just about a year ago, right?
Yep. This is the second year.
And talk a little bit of how you kind of fund something like that. What are the things that you do to kind of build up on that scholarship?
So really, it's all kind of built into one day of basketball at Cloverleaf. So Coach Carmigiano and Coach Banks and our athletic director, Craig Walkup, kind of put our heads together to say, hey, you know, what would be the best way to represent Joe and kind of embody everything that he was? And it really was all ages of basketball and both guys, girls, and we run it all day from 10 in the morning till 10 at night. And it starts with 7th grade girls basketball, and it runs all the way through to the culmination of the boys' game and the girls' game in the evening. And during that time, there's 50-50 raffles, there's sports memorabilia, there's all kinds of stuff going on. And just through that day, we're able to raise enough to, you know, give two deserving kids scholarships, which is pretty great.
So let's talk about it. So we give away two, mm-hmm. one boy, one girl. Mm-hmm. What are the requirements, or what do you put in for that?
Really, everything that kind of embodied what Joe loved about the game of basketball, outside of basketball as well. Leadership, you know, strong defensive play. He loved fundamentals and girls that just played hard. And he really loved the girls' rockers when they were here. So he'd really talk about, you know, the players that did stuff away from the basketball. And that's who he watched. That's who he loved. And he liked the purest basketball, like a Saturday morning JV game. He'd be there watching and cheering those kids on. He did a game for us 3-4 years ago, just a random Saturday, said he wanted to go down and do a game, and we got him on the microphone, and all these parents look around going, is that? They had no clue. He just said, hey, Scott, I want to go down. I said, all right, I'll go with you. And we gave him the mic, and he was in hog heaven down there, a JV game, and calling it like it was the NBA Finals.
Wow.
And that's just who he was.
Tim, that's really Joe in a nutshell.
In a nutshell. And, of course, he just had a passion for Cloverleaf. And I've mentioned a few times to other folks that when Joe was calling the Cavaliers, and obviously I was here at WEOL, I would get a phone call, Timothy, how'd the Cloverleaf Colts do last night? If he was out on the road, and of course Joe had no interest in the internet, so he wasn't going to look it up, so I guess he thought I was his source for Cloverleaf scores. But to echo what Scott was saying, and we've talked about that, about Joe and with Joe here in this very studio, that he loved high school sports. He really had a passion for it, and for this scholarship to now take place in his name and in his memory is so very special, and he would be so honored, but also so very happy that high school athletes are being recognized, as Scott said, not only for their work on the basketball floor, but in the classroom and in the community, and certainly that epitomizes what Joe Tate was all about, because he loved the game of basketball. He loved being involved in Medina County, and as far as basketball was concerned, he loved, as Scott said, those players that not just were stars and scored points, but really did everything on the floor, that were fundamental basketball players.
So why don't we begin, if you want to, the announcement of the awardees of these scholarships.
All right, well, I'm going to leave that to Tim to go ahead, and since he's the one that graciously helped us with the selection of these too. I'll have him go ahead and...
All right, well, we will start on the boy side. So congratulations goes out to Cloverleaf Colt Ashton Newton on the boys' side of the ledger. Boy, he was just an outstanding high school basketball and baseball player, by the way, for the Cloverleaf Colts. But 4-year basketball career at Cloverleaf. He did miss some games his senior year. He had a MCL sprain that he suffered during the season. But, boy, what an outstanding career at Cloverleaf. He was a team captain both his junior and senior year. The best defensive player for the Cloverleaf Colts. We talked about Joe really liked those guys that and girls that not only just scored a lot of points, but were defensive and assist players and those type of players. So senior year, averaged 12.5 points, 4 rebounds, 2.5 assists per game. Led Medina County in steals at close to 3 steals a game. So just an outstanding young man. And in the classroom, he sparkles just as much as he did out on that hardwood. 3.57 GPA. So no doubt about it, a very worthy recipient of the Joe Tate Scholarship. Ashton Newton is the winner on the boys' side as far as the Joe Tate Memorial Scholarship is concerned.
All right, let's turn our attention to the ladies. This was kind of a good, tough decision, though, for you guys.
It was. Scott and I were talking before we got going here that, boy, there were a couple of very worthy candidates, and you had to go back and forth and back and forth. But the young lady from Cloverleaf that will be receiving the Joe Tate Scholarship is Laurel Brown, and she was the player of the year in the conference. First team All Northeast Ohio Inland selection, All Ohio special mention. And the thing that really kind of captured me about Laurel, she worked her way. She worked her way into being an outstanding player. She was a bench player that never even played basketball in middle school, but by the time she became a senior, became an exceptional player and worked her way to all those honors that we just mentioned. She's going to attend the Medina County Career Center, and then will be attending a school to be determined to study and play basketball this fall. So she is a very, very worthy recipient. Laurel Brown from Cloverleaf is the girls' recipient of the scholarship. What a great story for Laurel Brown.
Absolutely, and I would tell you this, Joe would be so happy if he got to meet Laurel Brown that she'd be receiving a scholarship in his name. It's the epitome of who he loved and who he'd come to watch. Laurel was just a worker. You know, as soon as she stepped off that bench, she was hustling, good fundamentals, and just work, work, work. And that's who Joe loved. So,
and by the way, we mentioned there were a couple of candidates that certainly were just neck and neck. It was really tough to decide. I do want to send a shout out to Tori Smith, who had a great career at Cloverleaf High School, an outstanding four-year career for the Lady Colts, and certainly not to diminish anything that she did. She certainly was in the hunt. It was a great career for Tori as well.
Great kid, hard worker, a beautiful shot, and when she would get hot, it was almost like automatic. She'd know where to post up. She had a few spots that she'd go to, and they when the girls got it to her in the right rhythm, it was going down. So it was really fun to watch her as well.
That's a nice 1-2 punch. But again, congratulations. Laurel Brown is the recipient of the Joe Tate Scholarship.
Yep. Laurel Brown for the ladies and Ashton Newton for the boys. They'll all be remembering being connected to Joe Tate in a great way with this,
sure,
with the scholarship that they will get because of that. And it's all because of you guys as well. And Scott Malarkey with Hometown Dental and what you've done. You feel this is kind of just something that's going to continue to grow and kind of get excitement for it and allow the kids to sort of understand Joe and know of him, you know, from the NBA level. But just as we've talked in the past, Cloverleaf was his school. That was the neighborhood school for him that he would come and visit and see, and gave the kids, you know, he got the enjoyment out of seeing them as well.
Absolutely. And I will tell you this, after we finished that first basketball memorial day, everybody to a person came up and said how awesome it was. Karen Tate was there, and she got interviewed by the podcast down there. And so she was making some jokes that she was on the air and, you know, in remembrance of her dad. And I think it's just going to take off from here. Just the feedback that we got and the amount that the community embraced that day. I just think this is a ground floor for something really, really special for, you know, Joe and the community.
Great, so. Absolutely. Again, Ashton Newton and Laurel Brown, the recipients of the 2022 Joe Tate Memorial Scholarship. Scott, thanks for stopping in as well. Tim, good to see you too.
Yeah, familiar territory.